WITFM. 88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. K223BI. 98.9 Monroe West Monroe. K255BT. 100.1 Lake Charles. K261EB. And KQJOFM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana. Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
The 16th chapter, beginning with the 13th through the 18th verse. When Jesus came into the course of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, and or one of the prophets." And he said unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." The security of the church. Or the eternity of the church. Recently, I have listened to several sermons of a well-known television and radio preacher who said that the time had come for the end of the church. And don't think that this is all. Next Sunday night I'm going to be preaching on something else. And I'm not kidding, nor am I fighting. You are usually regarded as a fighter if you choose to differ with certain people. But I am not fighting, and those who think I'm fighting, well, that's all right too. But I do not think that Christian preachers and Christians in general can afford to keep quiet when the very foundations of our faith is being challenged. There is no type of soldier in you if your cause is being threatened and you lay down in a foxhole and hide. I don't believe that the time has come for the end of the church. And I'm going to tell the world I don't believe it. If I were on a network tonight, if I had shortwave to Germany or even to Russia, I would tell them there that the church is not ending. The church has not come to the end of its age. Jesus said, "Upon this rock I'll build my church, and the very gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Do you mean to tell me that the church, having been the guardian and having been the dispenser of the following ideas and having had the impact upon society that it has had, and has come to the end of its usefulness? Did you know that the church inspired democratic government? Did you know that the church inspired religious tolerance? Did you know that the church taught the world the dignity of the human personality? Did you know that the church taught the world brotherhood? Yes. Did you know that the church taught the world peace among all peoples? Did you know that the church taught the world charity? Did you know it was the church of God that taught the world justice, mercy, perseverance, truth, fair play? Did you know it was the church that taught the world what is meant by the kingdom of God? And what is the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God is the reign of God. The reign of truth. The reign of justice. The reign of brotherhood. Do you mean to tell me that an institution that has developed man to the point of where he is in the 20th century, do you mean to tell me an institution that has made the human being more human than he ever has been, and that it has come to the end of its usefulness? For man isn't as charitable as he might be. Man isn't as just as he might be. Man isn't as merciful as he can be. Why don't you pray with me? Man does not practice fair play as he might do so.
Yes, sir.
The church has still a great job to accomplish. It's not nearly through. It has brought the human being a long ways. It has brought the kingdom of God a little closer. But it's not nearly through. And Jesus has guaranteed its eternity. So when it gets through here, as a church militant, it's going to move up a little higher and become church triumphant. Pray with me if you please. Upon this rock, I'll build my church. That's what Jesus said. Upon this rock. Not upon, as many suppose, Peter. Because in Hebrew and in Assyric, the name means rock or little stone. Not for that reason. For Peter was too fickle. Peter was too impulsive to be the foundation of God's church. Not upon Peter, but rather upon that great declaration of divine truth that Peter heard. Thou art the Christ, Son of the living God. That's the foundation of God's church. Jesus Christ. That's the foundation of his church. Jesus Christ. You notice that Jesus said, who do men say that I am? Seemed to have been interested in a kind of consensus of opinion. You around among people, you hear people express themselves. You're a little closer to the men in the streets. Who do they say I am? One said, well, Lord, some say that you are John the Baptist reincarnated. Others say that you are Elias or Elijah. Some say that you remind them of the other prophets. You have the conviction of a John the Baptist. You have the courage of an Elijah. The fire of a Jeremiah. And you are possessed with characteristics similar to other prophets. But now, these folk out there are a little remote. You're closer to me. You're within my inner circle. What is your impression of me? Who do you say I am? Peter, impulsive and quick to speak, said, possibly by divine prompting, thou art the Christ. Thou art the Christ. Now, I've heard somebody around here in town say that they are the Savior of the world. But I want to serve notice tonight, I have only one Savior. And there are a lot of other people that I know in town have my same Savior. And that is Jesus Christ. I hear people around here saying that nobody but so-and-so can deliver me. Well, the folk that they think that can deliver them can't deliver me. The man that delivers me is the man of Calvary, Son of the living God. I don't believe you're praying with me. Upon this rock, I don't think, Christian, that we can keep quiet on this. I think you're a mighty coward child of God. That when your children and when your husbands and your sons and daughters are hearing this thing, and you have no other message to the contrary, people believe what they hear if they don't hear nothing else. The church will live on. And if the people will support me, I'm going to keep on preaching that. That Jesus is the Christ. And Jesus is the Savior. And Jesus is the Son of God. That is the Immaculate Son of God. In a sense, I am a Son of God too. But I am not the Immaculate Son of God.
My Lord.
Pray with me if you please. Pray with me if you please. You'll notice that this institution that Christ built is an exalted institution. He said, upon this rock. A lot of people have become so indifferent and so cold and so negligent that they have lost their sense of appreciation for the church. Of course, when they get in trouble, they run to the preacher and the church. But if I were you, I wouldn't wait until I get in trouble. I'd come to God and come to the church when the sun was shining. You don't think too much of a person who only waits until he gets into it to think about you. Pray with me if you please. The church is an exalted institution. And it's on something. Its foundation is on a rock. It exalts men. Those who come within the orbit of its influence will be exalted. It exalts men mentally. It exalts them socially. It exalts them spiritually. In other words, it exalts their minds. It exalts thy society. It exalts thy soul. For it's up and it's on a rock. I'm glad that Christ used the rock as a symbol of the foundation of his church. For it suggests something firm, something steadfast, something immovable. Something immobile. You understand me? A rock. When you think of a rock, you think of something firm. And that all of these winds and doctrines, these strange isms may come, but the church is on a rock. And we remain there. Upon this rock. I'm glad he chose to make the foundation of the church something that was symbolized by a rock. I'm glad he didn't use the soil, because scientists tell me Geologists tell me that where we are today on dry land was once a sea. And what is now a sea was once dry land. I wouldn't like to have a foundation like that, that is as changeable as that, as the foundation of the church of which I am a member. I'm glad he didn't use the sand. But Jesus said, the house that's built on sand, when the beating rains fall, when the floods come, that house will fall. Pray with me if you please. I'm glad he didn't use the water. For the water is too wavering, too billowy to be the foundation of his church. But upon the rock, upon his word, upon his expressed word, the Son of God, upon that word that became flesh, has he built his church. And the very gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Hell may throw wide its door, and hell and its hellish imps may come down from the barracks of hell and launch their mighty satanic fury against God's church. But when their onslaught is over, the church will stand. I wish I had somebody here to pray with me. The church will stand. Pray with me if you please. Because the church is the mother of truth. It's a mother of charity. It's a mother of justice. It's a mother of fair play. It's a mother of brotherhood. It's a mother of the idea of the kingdom of God. It has promoted and expounded that idea. It has brought it down and shouted it and has remained the custodian of these things through the centuries. And I believe it's going to live on. The Lord Jesus said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I'm glad that the Lord said, I'll build. He becomes the personal architect of the church. He becomes the personal builder of the church. I'll be. Not that he will let the contract out. I'm glad it didn't let his contract out. I'm glad Peter didn't get the contract to build it. For I'm afraid that if Peter had built a church, why, when its virtues got on trial, Peter would have denied its ability to come out. I'm glad tonight, I don't believe you're praying with me, why, that not only did Peter miss the contract, I'm glad that Thomas didn't get it. So if Thomas had gotten the contract, I'm afraid when the church got on trial, Thomas would have doubted it. He would have doubted its ability to make it through. Yes, he would have. I'm glad this night that Judas didn't get the contract to build God's church. But if Judas had gotten it, I'm afraid that he would have sold out. Oh, Lord, I'm glad some of the others didn't get it. For I'm afraid that when the church got on trial, they would have deserted it, as many of you are doing. For not only did they desert back there, but we have people right here tonight and people listening to me who deserted the church as they did in those far off days. Oh, Lord. Jesus said, I'll build it. I'll build it. Oh, Lord. I'll build it and make it the old vessel, the old ship of Zion. I'll build it and make it the lighthouse in this turbulent sea of time. Yes. I'll build it and make it a wayside station to weary soul. I'll build it. I know about building. Oh, Lord. I don't need hammer and I don't need nails. No, no. Trial and I don't need level. I don't need squall and I don't need plumb line. I'll build it. It was I who spoke the stars into existence. It was I who spoke the moon into existence. It was I that spoke and the mountain stood still. It was I who spoke and scooped out the sea with the palm of my hand. It was I who melted the rocks like wax and molded them into the earth. Yes, I did. It was I. Yes, it was I. So I'll build a church, and I have confidence in my Lord as a builder. I know he knows how to build. Yeah. And since he knows how, I've joined the church. Yes, I did. One morning when I was only a boy, one morning when I'd heard about the church, I'd heard my mother talk about it. I'd heard my grandmother talk about it. Yes, I had. I'd heard the people of God talk about it. Yeah. I made up in my mind to be a child of God, to be a member of this old church that many have tried to attack and bring it down to the ground. But my Lord has his arm around it. Oh, Lord. Oh, let the wind blow. Storm ride. Oh, yeah. Let the storm power ride. Let the thunder roll. Let the Whitneys get afraid. Let them tremble all around. But my Lord is at the helm of the ship. Yes, he is. Yeah. I'm counting on him. I know the waters are rough. Sharks out there in the deep. I know the seabirds are lurking in the water, but I'm not afraid because Jesus is my pilot. Yes, he is. Oh! 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 One of these mornings. Oh! One of these mornings. Oh! One of these mornings. This old ship is going to land. Yes, it is. This old ship is gonna land one of these mornings. Oh! Ship was on. The church will live on.
If I stumble, if I fall, please pick me up. Come on and help me, say, boy, if you don't mind. If I stumble, Lord, if I fall, please, Jesus, pick me up. Lord, have mercy now, listen, yeah, now.
Say, Lord, if I stumble, would you please
pick me up?
Lord, if you don't mind, I'm down here for so long.
So long.
Oh, 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 I can't wait until you
call me
your home. Lord, if I
stumble,
and Lord, if I fall,
Lord, if I stumble, if I fall, please pick me up. Lord, if you don't mind for me to say, Lord, if I
stumble,
Lord, if I
fall,
would you please
pick me up?
Lord, if you don't mind, I'm down here
working
so long.
So long.
Oh,